Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, last break of the day. It's been a fun day. It's been a fun Friday. Thank you guys for listening to us every single day. We got to say thank you because we have the most loyal listeners and fans. We really do, and we appreciate you so very much.
Yes, all right, Junior. And just a reminder, make sure y'all download that iHeartRadio app. It is free. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. All right?
That's right. Thank you, Carla. Junior, you have a question for Steve before we get out of here?
You know, the climate we in America right now and in the war and Iran and everything, Unc, and you've been around the world so many times. You got friends in other countries, Unc. What do they feel that the United States is in their eyes? How do they see us? How are they viewing us?
It's really embarrassing when you talk to them. Because they keep asking, how are you all allowing this to happen? Why are you letting this man do this? I mean, it's America is not in a good light around the world. You can quit watching Fox or CNN to learn the truth about that. NATO, all the European allies we had, they got a problem. Canada got a problem. Mexico got a problem. Everybody got a problem, man. And this guy right here is making it worse. You can't have peace and be threatening people at the same time and think that it's okay. And now you want to take over Greenland. And after that, you want to go take over Cuba. You just lie so much about not being at war, but everywhere I turn around, you're trying to take over something that don't belong to us. But then ain't that the M.O.? I was watching an interesting series before. It's called The Men That Built America. And it started with the first man they talked about was Daniel Boone. And then they went down. It's not a really long series. But it's The Men That Built America. And all of them came from somewhere else and came over here to take parts of America that did not belong to them. And all the Native Americans did was try to defend their land and hold on to what they had been holding on to for hundreds of years before the invasion of the Europeans started. The British colonies, all of this. Let me tell you how hateful they are. The British colonies tried to kill the settlers who tried to move west into territory that they... Man, let me tell you how gangster they are. This is how this country was built. In this segment, I learned that one of the largest British colonies was in Detroit. They called it Fort Detroit. And what they did was, when the settlers, when Daniel Boone crossed that mountain pass and was trying to find new areas to settle in and new places to trap and all this money he was gonna make, the British colonizers wanted to keep everything under British rule. The settlers wanted to be from under the thumb of European rule, so they moved west to try to find new conquerors so they wouldn't stay on that East Coast and be under the rule of the British Empire. But as soon as they got that pass, they crushed that. Do you know that the British colonies bought guns and gave it to the Native Americans so they could go down there and kill the settlers? And once they armed the settlers, that gave the okay for them to say, oh, they're killing us now. That's crazy, man. And they've been doing this gangster stuff from the very beginning. So, and everybody knows it. See, people in Europe, they know the history of America. Politicians know the history of America. That's why they want to take it away. So you don't know that this country was not ours. Never was. We took everything. Then we resigned the entire Native American population to reservations. Like, we're going to give you something you can hold on, but we're going to minimize all the goods and services that can go in there, and we're going to keep y'all poor. Oh, man, this is crazy. So everybody knows the truth, and now everybody knows the truth about America on a global scale. We're going to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. It was already open. It was open and it was no problem. Oil and tankers were flowing freely. Well, now they're not. And then Trump turns around and wants all of the European allies to help open the straits. When they're going, yo, whoa, man, you being over there is the reason they closed. If you quit bombing them people and leaving people alone, the straits would be open. That's a part of the negotiation during the ceasefire right now. Y'all, it's so much that we need to be aware of. But if you're asking me how people view this globally, and I think they're going to lose a lot of relationships in those Gulf countries. Because remember now, the Gulf countries, you know, they got bases. Saudi, UAE, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, they all have U.S. bases over there. They got drug into the war because Iran said, we're going to bomb y'all back. So since they bombs can't reach America, they going to try to kill the Americans on these American bases. Well, where the bases at? In these countries over here that didn't bargain for none of that. They was just being allies with America. And they're not even firing missiles back at Iran because they want to live in peace with them people because they're too close. Man. So everybody knows, wow, that this guy got us in this mess. And they know it's wrong. And nobody supports this war but him and the people who vote for him. And I just want us to have peace. I hope it works out. I hope the negotiations work out just fine because I don't want to lose no military people in a senseless war like this. Those are my closing remarks. Have a great day today. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.